Hello and welcome into Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA. Thank you for watching us on the We the Patriots USA Rumble channel and Red Voice Media, and for listening on New Hampshire Family Radio WLMW 90.7 FM Manchester, New Hampshire, KKVB Radio in Las Vegas, Real Talk 93.3 The Voice of Freedom in St. Louis, and anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you'd like us on your station, email us at Taryn@WeThePatriotsUSA.org. What is the number one toxic substance that you could cut immediately heading into 2024? Fluoride. Dive into the history of this toxic substance in a special replay episode with Jason Kristoff. So many eyes have been opened ever since the pandemic. We are starting to realize that many of the things that we thought were good for us, that we were told were good for us, have not been so. And today we are going to talk to self-sabotage coach Jason Kristoff, who takes people through the various ways that we've been programmed, really, through marketing, media, the government, all of these alphabet agencies, so on and so forth, throughout society, to think that certain things are good for us because it drives the profits of other people and other industries, because it drives the motivations and the agendas of others. And so he's here today to talk specifically first about fluoride. So many of us have been told that this is how we are going to ward off cavities and this is good for us, but it's a very interesting historical account on how fluoride came to be. And there's a lot of research backing up how it is toxic and detrimental to our health. And the non-fluoride toothpaste industry has sort of started to take off since people are opening their eyes to all of this. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about the various symbols that the enemy and those that are a part of spiritual warfare are putting and surrounding us with every day, namely the new name for Twitter X, whatever we're supposed to call it now, Meta, the new name for Facebook, why those have some demonic, really is what it is, demonic underpinnings and how all of those came about. So today we're going to talk to Jason Kristoff on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson. This episode is brought to you by The Carnivore Bar, providing a fuel source for ancestral, carnivore, paleo, and keto eaters who value their on-the-go autonomy without sacrificing quality nutrition. For 10% off, use code WeThePatriots at carnivorebar.com. That's WeThePatriots with an S at carnivorebar.com for 10% off.
Where do we go from here? Because the battle has just begun. As eyes open, we continue to arm ourselves with the truth in all aspects of our lives, asking questions and relentlessly searching for answers, educating ourselves and forging a new path forward. Hear from real people faithfully pursuing freedom. This is Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA, a nonprofit 501c3 organization working to preserve and reclaim our God-given inalienable rights.
Hi, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Taryn, thanks for having me. I think I want to get a carnivore bar. I saw the advertisement. I'll be writing this stuff down. It said you got a lot of good sponsors there.
Oh, well, thank you. I only recruit products and people that I know and I use and I trust, and Carnivore Bar is really awesome. I love Carnivore Bar and the people over there. And I love everything that you're doing too at your website, jcourses.jkristoff.com, and how you are now a self-sabotage coach, which is so needed in society these days because we have been steadily programmed for generations now. So tell people, before we dive into the topics of fluoride and the various new names of our social media platforms out there, how did you become a self-sabotage coach and what is that?
Well, I used to be an exercise and health coach, mm-hmm. and I found that all my clients were terrified to get in shape. They would pay me thousands of dollars. They would all want to lose a certain amount of weight, maybe 30, 40, 50. And then when they'd reach the 10-pound mark, it would seem that the 10-pound mark was the trigger. They would run back to their addictions and stop their progress. So I phoned the institute where I got my certification, very high-end certification. And I said, I don't know if you've noticed anything like this, but my clients are terrified to be better on any level. They don't want to lose weight. They don't want to stop their addictions. They don't want to become better. It's like there's an invisible force. And this high-end institute said, well, you didn't keep going up the levels. There's something called mind viruses and subconscious mind programming. And the programming most people have today is mediocre and underachieving. And there's reasons for it. And there are reasons to get, there's ways to get around it. And I said, oh, well, could you tell me some books I could read? And it was sort of about reprogramming them so I wouldn't even need to be there and meet them as a trainer. They would stop their addictions on their own. They wouldn't need me to meet them. They would achieve their 50, 40, 30 pound weight loss. So I put myself out of business very proudly. I'm very proud of that fact. I put myself out of business. So I started a, sort of a psychological reprogramming institute, sort of an overcoming self-sabotage coaching school, where I teach medical doctors, chiropractors, health coaches, and members of the general public where the programming comes from, and it's all from media and government, and how to get rid of it. There's only one way to program a human mind, and it sort of depends who it is that's doing the programming. If it's a dark force, an evil force, usually one hiding behind government and media, you can program people to seek their own disaster very easily. And if you're sort of a teacher like myself, you can say, let's do some white magic or try to have a positive reprogramming so that you can basically walk the right path. And these are the only two options you have, because the way the human brain works, it's designed to take in cues from the environment, repetitive cues, and live them out as the truth. So you can either let the government or the media determine the repetitive cueing that you get, or you can manufacture your own repetitive cueing in the direction of your own goals. And there is no door number three with this option.
Now, do you find throughout your research going down this path that this programming, obviously, you know, that's taking place all throughout human history, but in the way that it has, and in the you know, the negative underpinnings that it has taken on over the past several generations, has it been different and toward a different goal now that the Bible is void of our everyday repetitive nature as Americans and as a Christian nation, now that the Bible's been taken out of people's daily consumption? Have you seen throughout history that has been a shift toward a different type of programming?
Oh, this was one of the main goals of the programming throughout history. You don't need like a TV or a school to control the repetitive content of the public. There was actually a country, I know this will be hard to believe, but you can Google this. Google will even admit it. The country was called Media. That was actually the name of the country. And it was where Iran or Azerbaijan is today. And the kings and queens of Media would host other kings and queens of the Mediterranean and teach them the fine art of controlling the repetitive content allowed to seep out into the public, therefore controlling their perceptions and their behaviors and their ideas. And they didn't need the TV. They would do stage plays, or they would do the town meeting in the central square. They would send out the royal squires to read off the scrolls. And yes, part of the primary drive was to subjugate or like substitute the government for God. Because someone who will only listen to the word of God will not listen wholeheartedly to the word of government. So there's always been a general push of repetitive content, especially in social media, to belittle and paint black anything that has to do with the church or religion or Jesus or God. You notice that when you watch any movie, there was always a slight against the religious person. They don't know what's going on. They're backwards. They're square. And that repetitive content you can find in almost all Hollywood film today. It will make an appearance.
Absolutely. And one of those repetitive messages that we've been fed is that fluoride is good. We are going to talk on the other side of this break with Jason Kristoff about the truth behind fluoride here on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA. Breaking news and a case update from We the Patriots USA.
In what could be one of the most important medical freedom cases in our lifetimes, if not ever, in April of 2021, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signed into law an act eliminating religious exemptions to mandatory school vaccinations at all public and private schools in the state. This week, We the Patriots USA filed a cert petition with the SCOTUS asking the justices to hear our appeal of the Second Circuit's dismissal of our religious exemption lawsuit. If four justices vote to hear our appeal, WTP USA will be appearing before the nation's highest court as it considers for the first time ever whether a state may deny religious exemptions to vaccinations without violating the Constitution. If We the Patriots USA is victorious, this case could restore religious exemptions not only in Connecticut, but other states where they've been lost, such as California, New York, and Maine. But we need your help. Help us fuel this landmark case at wethepatriotsusa.org/donate.
All right, so we welcome Jason Kristoff back to the show on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson. And so we were talking about your self-sabotage coach, talking about the programming of our minds and how that's been used throughout history through, you know, various modes of entertainment and making a slight at religion, God, our creator, what have you, in order to shift people over to wanting to listen to what the government says rather than listening to what their creator puts into their hearts. And so one subject that we had you on today, because you have a wonderful newsletter that you put out that people can go to your website at, is it courses.jasonkristoff?
It's just jkristoff.com.
jkristoff.com.
It comes up as that, but it's jkristoff.com.
jkristoff.com. Your newsletter is great. And so I'm going to pull up some slides about fluoride. This is one thing that I have been telling people about for a couple of years now, that we've been told over and over again to fluoride's good for you, fluoride's good for you. And we see now in studies that it is really not. One quote that you had in your newsletter here is from Dr. Hardy Lineback. And he says, here, quote, here in Toronto, we've been fluorinating for 36 years. At Vancouver, which has never fluorinated, has cavity rate lower than Toronto. So we're going to dive into those fluoride facts here in a second. But how did you get on to this subject of fluoride?
Well, when you're a self-sabotage coach, you get into the psychology, and a lot of self-sabotage is people responding to repetitive content and following what the herd is doing. We're designed to go along to get along. And this go along to get along portion of the brain adheres to group pressure more when it's toxic. So as a self-sabotage coach trying to reverse people's self-sabotage, you got to watch their toxic intake, because the more poisons they hold in their body, the more there's a part of the brain that doesn't think, it doesn't think long term, it doesn't think at all, it's reactive. And the more toxic they are, the more that part of the brain is active, and the more they're prone to respond to the repetitive content in the media. And if you respond to the repetitive content in the media, you're probably going to go on a 5-star first class ride into the abyss. So that's why we pay attention, and fluoride ranks very high on the toxicity list. And the people who rule us, you know, that masquerade as our altruistic governments, they know the psychology too. If you're going to manufacture repetitive content, X amount of the population will respond to that and follow that repetitive content just because of the way the human brain is designed. But if you make them intoxicated and poison them, and it doesn't matter if it's fluoride or Teflon or the birth control pill or a bisphenol A on the inside of your takeout coffee cup, it all does the same thing. So as a self-sabotage coach, very, very interested in the toxicity levels of the people we're working with. Fluoride is extremely toxic. It's meant to be toxic. It does not reverse cavity. I mean, it doesn't prevent cavities. It doesn't strengthen the teeth. It weakens them. It's like any other rabbit hole you're going to go down. This fluoride is there for a reason, and it is not for the reasons that are taught to the public through the lamestream media or through the government school system. Maybe you want to read some of those, Taryn?
Yeah, just what you're saying here, and that, you know, we'll dive into the toxicity, but first, fluoride's never been proven to reduce cavities. And these are some points that you had in your amazing newsletter that you put out at jasonchristoff.com. Fluoride has never been proven to increase an overall form of fluoride has been proven, to increase an overall form of dental decay called dental fluorosis. Fluoride is proven to cause cancer, is proven to cause brain damage. And here's where it gets really interesting. And these are the points that I love that you put in your newsletter here, Jason, that at one part per million, it can cause brain damage. Fluoride can, given at one part per million. But most toothpaste, the average fluoride toothpaste, there's 1,000 to 1,500 parts per million in the toothpaste. In some senior toothpaste that are advertised toward our elders, offer 5,000 parts per million, but it can cause brain damage at just one part per million. Talk about toxicity.
Yeah, and the dental applications that you would get at the dentist office, you know, the mouth guard after they clean your teeth, and they say, oh, we got to give you the fluoride. And that those dental applications at the dental, in the dental chair, are 15,000 to 25,000 parts per million, causing brain damage at one part per million. So people have to be really aware of what it's there for. This isn't a mistake. This isn't a misunderstanding of the science. There's no need for more research. This is a weaponization of the known research in regards to psychology. The only science that's truly settled is the science of psychological manipulation. All you need to do is put the repetitive content out there. The way the human brain is designed, the more repetitive the message, the more apt the brain is to bond with it in an attempt to find the bigger herd and bond with the bigger group for safety. And if you can intoxify the public and poison them, or maybe trick them to poison themselves, because that's their big trick. They don't really have the power to poison us by force. They have to trick us to poison ourselves and poison our own kids. But the more toxic your mind, the more apt you are to bond with the repetitive content. So all toxins are mind control substances. Some are better than others, but generally all of them will do. And if you're wondering why everything in the world is full of poison, from your perfume to your hair dye to your, you know, your lip gloss to, they've been finding graphene oxide in sanitary pads. If you're wondering why everything's full of poison, this is the reason why, because a polluted population is more apt to fall under the spell of mind control.
And it's interesting that you bring that up, because more of our fluoride facts, 98% of countries have banned fluorinated water, and fluoride was used by the Nazis to make prisoners in concentration camps more docile and compliant. So that's exactly what you are hitting on there with what you're talking about with the mind control. And, you know, we also, on toothpaste, it says right there on the label, especially for kids, if they even ingest a small little pea size bit of the toothpaste that has fluoride in it, it's got a poison warning on that. But yet we're supposed to put it in our mouth and brush our teeth with it.
Yeah. And this is the legalities, where they're going to dance around the legalities in the legal realm. And then they're going to mind control you to make you think that poison is healthy, and that poison has a magical, way of making your teeth stronger. And if there's one general foundation of our society, it's this belief that poisons have this magical ability to make you healthier or to do these amazing things for you.
And oh, yeah. We certainly have that here in society. We'll talk a bit more on the other side of the break. Thank you for watching this best of compilation. And I want to remind you as you head into the holidays that you can gift health, breaking free from the system, wellness, not sick care, over at our friends at the Wellness Company, the medical emergency kit developed by awake doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough and the rest of their lineup. The medical emergency kit is an amazing gift. It includes 8 potentially life-saving medications for you to keep on hand or the gift recipient to keep on hand in times of need. It's got emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics to help keep you and your family safe. The kit also includes a comprehensive guidebook so you never have to guess how much to take or when to take it. If you're like me and you want to make sure your family is prepared for the unexpected, go to twc.health/WTPUSA and use code WTPUSA to save 10% at checkout. That's twc.health/WTPUSA, code WTPUSA for 10% off. Welcome back into some of the best moments recently here on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA. You've got to hear this next tidbit. I don't want this information to get lost. Jason Christoph back here on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA. We've been talking about fluoride, the mind control, how if we have, if we retrain people to think that all of these toxins, like you're saying, whether it's fluoride or, you know, the beauty products that we use or the things that we use in our homes to mask smells and make things smell good, all of these things are toxic and we're surrounding ourselves with them. And it goes into, the mind control. Fluoride, for instance, has also been linked to causing or aiding in the development of ADHD, for example, you know, talking about all these various things. But I also had you on today because I want to talk about the symbols that we are seeing everywhere. Some people listening to this might already be aware of, you know, the logo, the Starbucks logo, for example, or various symbols that we're surrounded with every day. But ones that are taking place right now, you had an Instagram post about it at Jason Christoph 1 on Instagram, that Twitter, it just changed its name to X, which I thought was very strange. And then, of course, we all know that Facebook is calling itself Meta. And I thought that was strange as well. But all of these have, you know, evil underpinnings to these names.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly is some odd things going on. It's, yeah, there's nothing new under the sun. It's just the humans are kept in the dark, and that makes us very easy to control. Now, in regards to, say, the Twitter X, we'll do like a sort of a moderate graduation here in what's called a word magic. What X really means has to do a lot with what Christians call the number of the beast. Mm-hmm. 666. Now, in the ancient Masonic code, there's nothing other than a single number. So 6 + 6 + 6 is 18. You're still not down to a single number. You have to add the other numbers. 1 + 8 is 9. And so there's something special about the 9. So what's 9 × 3, Taryn? What's 9 × 3?
9 × 3 is
27. Yeah. Now what's 2 + 7?
2 + 7 is 9.
That's right. So what's 9 × 9?
I see what you're doing.
See, so okay.
They're
right.
All relating to one another.
Here's the thing. 666 isn't about a man in a red suit with a sharp tail in the devil's fork. 666 is a code, a secret Masonic code, which means I'm going to get the same result, but I'm going to dress it up so that the slaves don't see it. Because I don't care if you do 9 × 4, 9 × 5, 81 × 81 × 81 × 81, you're going to get a number that's very big if you did that last equation. But if you add up all the numbers and keep synthesizing down to the one number, you only get 9. So 666 means it's like a machine. It's a code. It's a system of getting the exact same result every single time, but making the equation look different. So all the medications are 666 systems. All your schools are 666 systems. All your politicians are 666 systems. Because in all elections, the government wins. And when the government wins, you lose. And I know yes. some people might be offended because this is what mind control is all about. Highly repetitive content that you have to be with the donkey or be with the elephant, I guess, in America. And is that the, are those the symbols that fight each
they
other?
They are of the yeah, Democrat and Republican parties, right? Yes.
Because each politician agrees on one like really important foundation. They agree that they're the master, you're slave, we're going to take your money, we're going to take your freedom. They all agree on that or they don't have any jobs. So it doesn't matter if it's your, every show on Netflix is a 666 system. It's all there to scare you, activate your fight or flight, which terrorizes the brain complex that makes you more compliant to command. So that's what, now people are like, okay, I thought you were going to talk about the X. Well, the X is the 24th letter in the alphabet. If you times 24 by 24, I think you get 576, I think. But whatever 24 times 24 is, let's say it's 576. I hope it is. If not, you'll get it regardless. Now, if you take 576 and times it by any number, and I mean make up any number, I don't care how long or how short, and then add up the numbers, guess what you get again?
Nine,
which is a representative of the 666 system.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And again, a 666 system is like, they don't care if you drink Budweiser or Miller, you're still toxic. They don't care if you go to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks. Caffeine's very toxic, and they line all the out, like the takeout coffee cups with bisphenol A, which sterilizes everybody. It doesn't matter if you have Jim Beam or Jack Daniels, pizza or hamburger, Jack in the Box. Is that even a takeout place in the U.S.? I don't know. Or McDonald's.
It is Jack in the Box. Yeah.
Jack mm-hmm. in the Box. Because they're all 666 systems. It's what we call the freedom plan. So not freedom. It's freedom. So FREE-DUMB, where everything that makes you dumb is either provided by the state free or at very little cost, because when you're in the free dumb plan, you're just a lot easier to rule. So all you get in the 666 systems is that you get Crestor or Lipitor, or you get Zoloft or Prozac, or you get to go to Yale or Harvard, which are both major mind control brainwashing camps where you're just going to get repetitive content that's false. And usually against God, usually against freedom, against free will and free choice. Those are the 666 systems, and that's what X means. It's another sort of symbol, which means similar to the bull. Symbol means similar to the bull, and we're all up against the sort of an ancient bull cult of ancient sacrifice, ancient child sacrifice. So that's what symbol means, but X is a symbol for 666, which means a repeating system that only the initiated folks in the Freemasonic order, whoever you want to say is pulling the strings, they see the code. You can't see the code. You think things are different, and you're just going to think that you're choosing, but they give you the only freedom to choose in the areas that don't count. I hope that makes some sense.
It does make some sense, and it's really interesting the progression of when Twitter took on this name X, right? So we get Twitter is highly censored, you know, it's happening. Then we get Elon Musk, who comes in and we think is, you know, saving us from the censorship that was taking place, giving us what we believe to be new freedom on the social media platform. And then he goes on to rename it to X, which has all of these meanings and this connotation that you're taking us down through this historical path. And so that's really interesting when you're talking about freedom, and we thought we achieved that with, and to some degree, right? We're not naive, but to some degree, we thought we achieved that with Elon at the helm of Twitter, and we get X as the name. And so it's all really interesting. And it just makes you wonder if those that are you know, naming it this as, I don't know if it was Elon or someone in Twitter or whomever, if they are in on this and they know about this, if they are programmed just like everyone else, and so it just comes upon their mind to name it this, or if there's somebody else really pulling the strings and giving the orders from the top down.
I think it's time the Christians and everybody understood that it's not that money is the root of all evil. I believe evil loves money. And when you get a rich person in control and have a lot of power, I believe there's a spiritual infection. I believe there's a spiritual immunity that can be pierced. I don't think anybody's giving the orders here. I think they're still coming from within the human. I just think we're going to have to go back into the past, into the scriptures to find our answers. I believe a spiritual force is at play, organizing all this, simply because I've owned many businesses my whole life. This is an impossible business to run unless there's some sort of spiritual aspect involved. Mm-hmm. I hope that I'm sure on this station that wouldn't be too far-fetched to believe at this point.
No, absolutely not. I think that most people are well attuned to the spiritual warfare and the spiritual underpinnings that are taking place. I've talked about it numerous times on my show, devoted an entire episode to spiritual warfare with Steve Dace when his movie Nefarious came out, and the different spiritual attacks that him and myself were undergoing at the time. And, you know, it's talked about all throughout the Bible in various places. You brought up the bull of sacrifice, Baal, which many people, I'm sure, is that what you were referring to? Many people that read the Bible?
Yeah, it's Baal or Molech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So in just a moment here on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, we're also going to tackle Meta and what that means as well on Jason's social media post here in just a moment. You can head over to TarynGregson.com and sign up for our email newsletter, which you can do in the pop-up that comes up when you visit TarynGregson.com, or you can hit newsletter. And if you do so, you can get your free fluoride resource guide. We just put that out to match our HPV and MMR resource guide. It gives you all of the various information, resources, history behind these various vaccines, you know, fluoride and things like that. You can also check out our exemptions by state resource guide, where we have every single state linked to how you can find their opt-out forms from their tracking systems. From you can also find their religious or philosophical exemption forms. And for the few states that don't have those, we also are linking ways to explore medical exemptions from those various places. They are programming you, saying that these are required for your children to go to school, attend activities, daycare, what have you, but that is not true, because you can get exemptions in most states. And if you want to know why we even have to ask for exemptions in the first place in a free country, you can head into the archives just recently, where we interviewed Leslie Manoukian about this and how that came about here in the United States, going against the Declaration of Independence that our founding fathers put into place. So again, head over to TarynGregson.com, sign up for our newsletter to get your free fluoride resource guide. And that's what we've been talking about today with Jason Kristoff. Jason, bringing you back into the show here for Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA in our final segment of the show. I also want to hit on, we talked about X, but I want to also hit on Meta, because I think it's important that people, like you said, they're not just told that this is what's happening, that they're actually digging into it and looking into it themselves. And so you had on here that Meta means death in Hebrew. The apple symbol is the biblical apple with the bite taken out of it. Duh. I don't know why I never even connected the dots on that, probably because programming, right? Meta now sells virtual reality headsets called Oculus, which translates into Call Us. Call means in selective slaughter of animals, and all that's nothing compared to what the government and medicine are now doing to show their loyalty to the dark arts. This is just such a powerful post that I just keep going back to. And it's such a divine timing because I'm reading Return of the Gods right now by John Kahn. And I think that it's all very interconnected and everything. So again, take our viewers through this so they can go and do the research themselves on Meta and everything connected with this.
Well, the word does mean death or die in either Yiddish or Hebrew. They can look that up themselves. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of word magic like this. I mean, Meta, of course, is selling the Oculus virtual reality goggles. And our brains respond to what we see. And our neurology is controlled by what we see, and the repetitive content of our environment can control our belief system, our ideas, and the hormones we produce. They don't want us to see the real world. And again, it should be very obvious, battle between God's realm and Satan's realm. Satan's realm would be a realm that is the opposite of God's realm. They just want to encapsulate you. They want you to be Neo from the movie The Matrix in that red pot of goo where they just have you hooked up to the battery, like all the wires into you. You're the battery, and they want to cover your oculus, your eyes, and control what you see. They can control the hormonal and electrical flow in your body. There's lots of word magic like this. Even the word media, the first two phonetic words there, me, die. Medical is the same thing, me, die. And medical, like, think about how you're taught to pronounce it. It's spelled C-A-L, like Cal, like Cali, mm-hmm. California. But we say medical. Everybody says medical. Cull's a selective, slaughter of animals. And so basically in the word medical, the way we pronounce it, there's me, die, and cull. And people don't even understand why they should be looking at the words. Even something like Cineplex, there it could be Christian people saying, I'm going to the Cineplex. Well, sin is the phonetic sin. They spell it C-I-N to hide it. It's S-I-N. E is the basically a hieroglyph for what's called electricity or the invisible magic. And the word plex, like solar plexus, means a central hub. You go to the Cineplex, it's a central hub of electrical sins. And it's right there, all in plain sight. It's the best place to hide it. And I play on word magic all the time. I try to explain it. Everything we really need to know is usually hiding in plain sight. Even the Google or Apple mechanism, you can buy Siri and you ask it, it records everything you say and everything it hears in your house and weaponizes the data against you. It's Iris spelled backwards. This is the all-seeing eye that's on the back of the American $1 bill. They're looking at you all the time. It's the all-seeing eye. It's Iris, which is related to Sirius as well. Sirius star cluster. This has nothing to do with Christianity. It's the opposite of Christianity. And most people have no idea, and people are losing their way. They're off the path because they're not even analyzing the basic word magic. Even the new variant is Iris. It's Siri spelled backwards, just with an E instead of an I.
I'm glad you brought that up because I read that new variant and the name struck me. I had no reason why. I was just like, this seems strange, but
it's the Greek god of chaos and strife is god. Siri. Yeah. Iris. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Iris is the Iris. Greek god of chaos and strife.
And you know, as you're saying, people, we're buying into it all. I think most people don't even want to see the true, evil underpinnings and how dark, so much of this is. It's hard for them to want to come to grips to that. I think that it just shows how bright and wonderful the light is whenever you really start to have your eyes open to all of this. But let's talk about, where do we go from here? What can we do now? You help people deprogram. You help people see the light. What can people do now?
Well, again, it probably goes back to when we first started. You have a choice. You can let the media, the MeDie system, control your repetitive content, or you can control it yourself. And this, what we call TV and movie screens, they were invented as military weapons to control the content that enters our subconscious mind pathway that makes up our mind for us, what's true or not. The most repetitive content will win. And they don't have the power to do any of this by force. That's why there's lots of tricks. They trick you to buy your own TV. They trick you to buy your own wine. They trick you to go get the coffee at the takeout on the way to maybe a job you don't enjoy. You have to start, number one, the big three that will negatively impact your life is the TV and the movie screen, caffeine and alcohol. Those are the big three you got to tackle. If you're caffeinated, if you're infused with alcohol, even if someone drinks one cup of coffee, it takes up to 3 weeks for the full caffeinated effect to leave the nervous system. And a caffeinated nervous system, there's a reason coffee shops are in every corner, and a caffeinated nervous system has no ability to process reality at 100% full reality. Can't do it. It has no ability to do that. And alcohol is the same thing. And of course, if you're watching the movie screen or TV screen, you're getting the repetitive content that they desire. And it's there because it will make up and manufacture what is true and what is not true inside your nervous system. And the more caffeinated you are, the more firm you'll believe one thing or another. There'll be no flexibility. And with alcohol, it's the same effect. That's why there's liquor stores everywhere. These are poisons. There's no such thing as cauliflower poisoning, but there's something called alcohol poisoning. And people still can't put it together about why the government would allow such poison, you know, ripping throughout our society, destroying our society. Even in Japan, some of the youth have stopped drinking. The government there, which is run by the same group that's running all the governments, came out with a publicly funded campaign to try and get young people to drink more again. Because you can't rule an unsedated society. You need them toxic, you need them poisoned, you need them tranquilized, and you need them sedated, or you cannot rule those people. So these are the big secrets, and they've been running for thousands of years since the Bible's been in play. It was the Egyptians that invented beer. It was the UK royals that invented tea time because the caffeinated effect on the brain. And when they were crossing Saudi Arabia during the Crusades, they found coffee in 1670. It worked so much better to sedate the nervous system of the slave class. They brought it back and said, you got to try this. This is the best mind control drug we have. And not only makes them comply, but it makes them do a hard day's work. This is unbelievable. So there's stuff you don't know, but everything you need to know is around you. If it's around you, if it's popular, if there's a lineup for it, it's going to be something designed to pierce your spiritual immunity and knock you down in the dirt.
And, you know, limiting yourself to all of these is, you know, something that we all innately know. Like, we all deep down know that we should not be, you know, consuming large amounts of time on all of these different platforms and all of these different, you know, various foods, drinks, consumption, what have you, but we still, you know, go forth and do it anyway. But let's talk about things in the last minute that we have here. Instead of doing that stuff, what can people be doing?
Reprogram and figure out what their goal is, figure out where they want to go, and only allow information, audio and visual, into their eye and into their ear that is positively in affirmation of that goal. So cut out everything other than where you want to go and what you want to do, and drown yourself in that content. Your subconscious will do the rest. You'll get there and you'll start to build a bit bigger and stronger of a force field that'll protect you from their negative content when you roll up against it sometime in the future.
I love that. Drown out the noise and just continue to, you know, in a sense, reprogram yourself toward the good things that you want in your life with that sort of repetitive affirmation. Where, if people want to work with you or learn more, get your resources, where do they go?
Well, they can go to jchristoff.com, the website, but it's better just to email me personally at jason@freedomfromselfsabotage.com, and I'll put you on my private email list for free, and I'll slow drip you some information free of charge to try and help you move toward this information that is the most valuable information you'll get in your life.
Thank you. This was great discussion. I appreciate your time today, Jason, on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson. Thank you.
If you enjoy our content, prayerfully consider making a tax-deductible donation at WePatriotsUSA.org so we can continue to power the education arm of our mission that also extends to work to preserve and reclaim our God-given inalienable rights. God bless, and thank you from everyone here on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA.
We the Patriots USA does not endorse or recommend any product or service advertised on this program. We the Patriots USA is not a healthcare provider and cannot provide medical advice or treatment.